He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is the Gadget Professor, and my name is Don Bain. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are now at episode 47. Wow, we're getting close to that 52-year anniversary. I did get some emails about what we should do for our 52nd, our one-year anniversary, and I could use a couple more suggestions, so don't forget to email me at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you have suggestions for future shows, let me know that. Or if you have any suggestions for things the way we can improve the show, I'd like to hear that too. So anytime, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Of course, everybody, I hope, would be subscribed to the show. Just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You'll see this, I don't know, brown, orangish box in there, and you'll go down to the Gadget Professor, you'll click it, and it will automatically put the show right into your iPod, your iPad, anything that receives an RSS feed, even your Zune. You can listen to the audio recording of the Gadget Professor only, or you can watch the video and audio, which I would highly recommend. Of course, when you're on the website, you want to subscribe to the show notes, and that's kind of right around here where you can see the text that says subscribe to the show notes. That will assure you that as soon as every episode is posted, you will automatically in your inbox get the show notes, and you'll want that because, as you know, we go through a lot of free softwares and different URLs, and all the information is self-contained. We also have our Facebook page up, the Gadget Professor on Facebook. And, of course, we have the new promo page called GadgetProfessorPromo.com. And, again, that's available on the from the webpage, or you can go directly to GadgetProfessorPromo.com. And what we try to do, we can't do it every week, but what we try to do is to beg and borrow and plead with these manufacturers to give us some discounts that you can't get anywhere else and save you money. So many times we will have codes. We have them up for the Telekin computer. We're going to have them up for a future internet radio that we're working on right now that looks really cool. And certainly we have them up for the iWatch Life camera. And we will have them up for today's episode. We were talking about an amazing piece of equipment. I'll give you a quick look at this on camera too. This is what we're looking at today, the Akai APC-20. Oh my God, where do you see this thing? So we'll take a look at that in a second, and let's get in immediately to some gadgets, okay? I have come across a thermostat that's called Nest, N-E-S-T, and this thing is really, really cool. I have called the company Nest. They don't even have them. I can't even buy one, never mind get one to try to demo. They don't have any. They're back-ordered. But they assured me I am on the waiting list, and as soon as they can free up one of these thermostats, I'm gonna get one. I'm going to play the video here. There's no audio over this, I don't believe. But the way this works, Mike, is there any audio on that? Music? Okay. Basically, you're going to get this thermostat. It's pretty easy to install. And as you can see, it immediately shows you what the temperature is. So you're going to set it to whatever the temperature is that you want. It's digital, nice blue color there. So you could turn it up, you could turn it down, and every time you turn it, it memorizes what the settings were at what time of the day and the year and all that kind of stuff. So it continually learns what your schedule is. So at night when you turn your heat down to 65 or whatever it is, it remembers that. It knows if you get up in the morning at 7 o'clock and you turn the thermostat up to 70, it knows that. The other cool thing is that you can actually go onto your smartphone and adjust this thermostat from anywhere. So apparently it's Wi-Fi connected too, and it constantly learns and has different programs available that you can use to set your thermostat. And I could see a lot of new things coming down the pike that are going to employ this type of technology. Certainly the old X10 controls, you can turn your lights on and off, you can start your air conditioning in your summer home before you get there. and all that type of stuff. I can do that right now remotely on my on any web page. I can just log into the X10. But this with the thermostat is very cool. I like the ability that it has to learn what your settings are, and I could see how it would be a huge energy saver. The only thing that kind of shocks me is this runs about $200 right now, so hopefully the price will come down, and I'm sure once they produce this, the cost will come down, and maybe there'll be other people who will try to mimic, if you will, that technology. So I'll keep an eye on that for you. It's called Nest, N-E-S-T, and it really looks like a cool device, and I can't wait to get my hands on that. So moving right along, we have our free software apps, of course. What's a gadget professor without free software apps? I've had four emails in the last 2 months asking me what's a good backup software to use, and actually three of the four said, I got no money. So I have done a little research, and I've actually tested this out. It's called EaseUS, U-S, so it's E-A-S-E-U-S. This is T-O-D-O, to-do, Todo, however you want to call it, backup free 4.0. Totally free, and that would be at EaseUS, E-A-S-E-U-S, .com. Actually, it's to-do-backup.com. It will be in the show notes. And this is totally free. It's the world's first all-in-one backup system and disaster recovery software. Only for home users, so it's free for your home. It performs complete backup and recovery in multi ways, excuse me, such as one-click restore to dissimilar hardware without reinstallation, incremental and differential disk and file backup, network shared file backup, dynamic volume backup, and automated schedule backup. That's pretty cool, all for free, and it's got a CNET five-star award. So if you're looking for free, high-quality backup software, I highly, highly, highly recommend this. This is my favorite stuff for free backup software. I have no problems using it, and I would urge you to use it if you're looking for a good backup program. Moving right along, this is a neat piece of software, totally free. It's called Speed Reader Enhanced, and it's from SoundForge. I'll have the link in my show notes. And this is a very versatile speed reading tool that suppresses the use of vocals as you read. So this will allow you to read much faster, and it has a full screen mode, and it blocks out any distraction. It allows you to color the page different colors. And if you want to practice speed reading, this is a great program to utilize. And it's, again, as usual, totally free. And while we're on the subject of free and increasing our reading skills, everybody could use a typing lesson, and this is called Good Typing, and you can actually go onto this website and take, I think, 27 guided lessons to learn step-by-step from the beginning how to type. You can choose between 20 different keyboard layouts. It's a web-based course. It's interactive, so you don't have to download anything on your computer. Totally free. And I think the gadget professor might have to take some of these lessons, because I never learned how to type. I kind of pick and peck. And I think I'm fast at it, but I would have been so much more efficient if I learned how to type. So I deeply regret that. And one of these days, I'm gonna try taking these typing lessons and see if I could learn how to type. So that's going to bring us to our gadget of the day. And this is made by Akai Professional. And we will go to camera two to take a look at the physical piece of equipment here. And as I hold this up, it looks very complicated. And quite frankly, folks, it is very complicated. There are a number of mixing controls here, sliders, if you will, that will control the volume of the different tracks that you have. There are 8 tracks plus a master volume here. This is used to synthesize and create your own music and sound effects tracks. DJs go insane with this device. It's also great if you're doing any type of a audio or video production, making movies of any sort. If you're really into it, this is the type of the device that you would use to literally program and synthesize your own music. What the gadget professor eventually is going to use this for is I'm going to bring in a whole level of sound effects layers on our productions. I haven't done that yet, but this is the machine that will allow us to do that. And you can see all the colored lights blinking down here and going through its various remote control types remote control apps, if you will. Instructions, each one of these buttons is going to bring up a piece of music and synchronize it if you so desire. You can record sound on this, you can play back sound on this, you can mix sound on this, and you have a matrix of sound effects or wave files. It could be drums, it could be drum beats, guitar licks, bass licks, and as you record them in here, either through an instrument or through a synthesizer, which we'll get to in a minute, this will allow you to create music. So the front is very tactile in the sense that you're literally just going to push different buttons to do different things with loaded pre-sounds that are actually in here. The electronics of it are obviously quite involved. There's obviously a microprocessor in here. The electro connections are very simple, to be honest with you. What you have is a USB cord that's going to plug from this box into either a Mac or a PC. It's compatible with both. And here you have the power pack, and there's an on and off switch. So essentially, electrically speaking, there's not much going on, and this will actually provide a MIDI interface with your computer if you want. So let's take a look now at what this device actually does. So the Gadget Professor, when he received this, was very excited because it looks gadgety and it looks cool. We got what it comes with is obviously the APC-20, which is made by Akai Professional, and it comes with this wonderful manual on how to use it. So I immediately opened up the manual, and the manual consists of 17 pages. The way you work this is you open the manual up, and the first three pages tell you how to work the machine in English, and then you have every other language in the world for the next 16 pages. This is useless. I mean, it's just useless in terms of, it will tell you how to plug it in and turn it on, but how you work the gazillion buttons on here, it ain't going to happen. But we'll get to that. It's not quite that bad. We also have a free piece of software, which is a small version of the Ableton Suite music software. And this is where it gets really interesting. If you take a look on the Ableton Suite website, and this again will be in the show notes, Ableton is the software, is the music software, the audio production software that you would create your music, your beats, your drum rolls, all those types of things. And Mike, did we hear the doorbell in the studio? Okay, I thought I heard it. I'm hearing bells even. Wow, this thing is better than I thought. What this will do, the Ableton software, is it allows you to create unlimited tracks of music, vocals, voiceover, whatever it is that you want. And the way it works is you purchase this software or you get it for free, and it comes with sample sounds. So it could be a snare drum, it could be a bass drum, it could be a bass line, it could be a lead guitar, a rhythm guitar, all these pieces of music. And you will enter them into the software, and I'll just read what it does. The Ableton Software Suite is a complete software studio. It gives you all the features of what's called Live 8 Plus, which is a smaller version, but it's still amazing stuff, with a radically new library packed with beautiful new sounds and a wealth of useful resources. The suite contains instruments, effects, syncs, samplers, electric and acoustic drums, mallets, numerous sampled instruments, the new reworked operator amp, and modeling effects. So you can make any kind of sound that you can imagine you can make with this software, and it's amazing stuff. There's two complete new instruments, collision and Latin percussion, yada, da, 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 da. So you're going to get a ton of stuff on here right out of the box. And it goes in and it shows you probably 300 or 400 different things that you can do in creating your soundtrack. So now that you have your soundtrack created, this is where the APC-20 comes in. This is what it looks like. Again, it's made by Akai Professional. And there's a video here, which I'm not going to take time to show you how each piece works. But what I am going to show you is what the finished product looks like. Now, everything that I'm going to show you on this next video, quite frankly, is performed on the APC-20. This particular video is by Jeremy Ellis. He uses a similar device, but everything you are hearing has been synthesized and recorded into this box, and as he pushes the buttons, he's creating whatever music it is that he wants. So let's take a look at this. It is insane. And Mike, I'm going to put this on and then I'm going to blow it up full screen. So let's see. This guy is absolutely amazing. Now, he's not using an APC-20. He's using a similar device, but they're all the same. Every sound you hear is from that synthesizer. It's sound bites that are loaded in, and when he taps on it, it's putting out that sound and mixing it together. Now he's switching banks. Everything you hear is coming out of that machine. It's like a one-man band, literally. The organ, everything that you hear, all those riffs, they're all on that machine on a single button. So they're like digital music composers. He may not be able to play the drums or the organ or any instrument, but he's loaded all the instruments in. Each instrument is essentially on its own button or channel. And as he plays them, he's creating music. So as you can see, what's happening is, even though he can't play an instrument, the guitar, the drums, or whatever, he may not be a professional musician per se, but every one of those sounds has been mapped to a different button, and you have 48 buttons here, and then you have 10 banks. So it gives you a lot of sounds. And what he's doing essentially is just like you're playing a piano, but he's playing a keyboard that has a different sound on every button. How he remembers what sound is where, I have no idea, but it's all in the head, and that's the composer part, that's the artiste part. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. It was very interesting. The Gadget Professor is going to be practicing on his APC-20. I don't think I'm going to get to that point, but we should have a lot of fun with this in future episodes. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.